From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. Takes place. We've got to stop this inhuman race. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise in defense of Mother
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about stuff that's going on. The folks from corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and about folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please get a pencil or pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio, it's activist radio. I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up on a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in a dragon at the road blockade. If you do have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. We're going to start off with our announcements. First is, it's a demonstration to protect the logging of our state forests. And I believe this is coming out of Indiana. We are calling for an end to all logging on our state forests and for all active timber sales to be canceled. The demonstration is Wednesday, October 25th at 3:30 p.m. at the Martin State Forest in Indiana. We will rally at the State Forest headquarters for half an hour to make sure they know we are there, and then we will head to a point along Route 50, i.e. the busy road that is outside of one of the timber sales slated to be cut this year. Why are they doing this? Well, logging in the Indiana State Forest is destroying the integrity of natural communities that reside there. The Indiana Department of Natural Resources is simply selling our natural heritage to the highest bidder with no thought as to what the timber sales do to the land. No matter what song and dance they give you about how they care for the forest and the trees, their actions prove they do not care about the plants and animals in the forest. What they are concerned about is getting out the cut and the profit out of the forest. Timber sales we are protesting made up over 2,000 trees on a little over 200 acres. There is nothing but an act of corporate industry forestry, a total high grade done by a forester with nothing in mind but increasing the profits of the timber industry of southern Indiana. The Indiana Department of Natural Resources did not do any sort of environmental analysis of the land that is being plundered, even though they are required to do so by law. They did not survey for the Indiana bats, a federally endangered species, even though the forest in this area is prime habitat. It is time that we, as citizens of the earth, raise our fists and say enough is enough, no more compromise. The Indiana Department of Natural Resources needs to quit logging and viewing our public lands as commodities to be exploited. And this demonstration Wednesday, October 25th at 3:30 p.m. at the Martin State Forest is sponsored by Buffalo Trace Earth First. You want to get in touch with them? Send email to buffalotraceef@yahoo.com. That's buffalotraceef, all one word, at yahoo.com. Or you could give them a call, 812-333-0173. That's 812-333-0173. And we have news about our activists here that we're going to put off for just a minute. We're going to move that back into activist news. Okay, more announcements. The Oregon Department of Forestry is preparing to hold hearings and take verbal and written comments on its draft forest management plan for over 633,000 acres of publicly owned state forests across western Oregon. The Tillamook, Clatsop, and Santiam state forests are covered by the forest management plan, as are other state forest properties in the Coast Range and southwestern Oregon. These state forests provide important habitat for northern spotted owls, marbled murrelets, salmon, and other imperiled species. They also contain significant amounts of old growth and are a key foundation for restoring forest ecosystems, including lower elevation forests not adequately protected by federal ownerships and the timber industry. The state's forest management plan will play a key role in determining how much of our forests and their remaining old growth salmon habitat, municipal watersheds, and other values will be logged, protected, or restored. Written comments are due by 5 p.m. November 3rd. Here's where to write. Oregon Department of Forestry, attention, Jerry Chase, that's J-E-R-I, 2600 State Street, Salem, Oregon, 97310. Once again, the address, Oregon Department of Forestry, attention, Jerry Chase, J-E-R-I, 2600 State Street, Salem, Oregon, 97310. Let's see, public hearings in Portland on October 24th, that's a Tuesday, at the Forestry Center in Portland, 6 to 10 p.m., Wednesday, October 25th in Astoria, Oregon, at the Red Lion Inn from 6 to 10 p.m., Thursday, October 26th in Tillamook, Oregon, at the Tillamook County Courthouse, again, 6 to 10 p.m., Friday, October 27th in Salem, Oregon, at the Oregon Department of Forestry offices from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and a week from Monday, October 30th in Grants Pass at the Interagency Fire Center, 1 to 5 p.m. If you go to the public hearing, be prepared to speak for only 3 minutes, and you'll need to sign up at the beginning of the meeting. If you need more information, contact Mary Bushman, Friends of the Tillamook Forest, 503-357-9650. That's 503-357-9650. Remember, live wild or die? Well, it's coming back. It's raising its ugly head. Live Wild or Die, issue number 8, is being published by a committed group of green anarchists in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The regular t-shirts are available, and our group also does an anarchist literature distribution. What we need from you is your stories, graphics, drawings, paintings, articles, collages, how to do eco-defense type stuff, communiques, etc., 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 it says. What we really need, a diverse amount of stuff to put in this issue. It will be huge and available as soon as we get enough cool submissions from people. Copies of the magazine will be available for very cheap, and if you send us anything, you'll get a free copy and more than likely some free pamphlets, too. We will also be making master copies available as soon as we go to print, so everyone can make and fold their own and staple their own damn zine. So please consider writing or submitting something to Live Wild or Die. We want this issue to be more radical than the last 7 combined, so don't be afraid. There will be no censorship of radical ideas or tactics. Once again, Live Wild or Die cannot be put out unless everyone out there with a voice decides to send something of a submission. Also, if anyone in your area would like to help lay out or otherwise help in the zine, or if you want to help with distribution in your area, please send us a letter to the address below or send to the email address, LWOD/Anarchist Anonymous, P.O. Box 580444, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55458. Once again, the address, Live Wild or Die, Anarchist Anonymous, P.O. Box 580444, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55458. Or the email address is g-spot@tao.ca. That's g-spot@tao.ca. For Wild, everything for anarchy, Live Wild or Die, number 8. Send in your submissions. All right, now let's get on to activist news. Animal rights activist Josh Harper was temporarily freed on bail September 29th. Josh had been arrested September 27th by FBI agents in Seattle on a criminal contempt of court warrant for failing to appear before a grand jury in Portland looking into a string of eco-terrorist arsons, including the burning of Boise Cascade's timber management office in Monmouth last Christmas. Harper has not been charged in any arsons, but was subpoenaed to testify before the grand jury May 24th, which is looking into suspected eco-terrorist acts by the Earth Liberation Front and the Animal Liberation Front. Let's see here. Action alert. Friday, October 27th, Josh Harper is to appear in Portland before a judge at 9 a.m. Let us show him he is not alone. Come to the courthouse at 1000 Southwest 3rd Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97204 at 8 a.m. to show your support. Once again, Friday, October 27th at the Portland Federal Courthouse, 1000 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Portland, Oregon, 97204. Show up at 8 o'clock. If you can make a donation to Josh Harper's Defense Fund, please do that. Please put a note on the check that says it is for Josh Harper's legal defense and send it to, here's the address, Animal Rights America, P.O. Box 469, Caldwell, New Jersey, 07006. Once again, that's make your check payable to and earmarked for Josh Harper's Legal Defense Fund, care of Animal Rights America, P.O. Box 469, Caldwell, New Jersey, 07006. And have fun at the courthouse next week, folks. Let's move it to Mexico. Mexican judge lets deadline for ruling on appeal for Earth Defenders pass. The Mexican judge, Hector Moises Viña Pineda, hearing the appeal on behalf of Rodolfo Montiel and Teodora Cabrera, who were arrested and tortured and on August 28th of this year, convicted of trumped-up charges because they dared to organize to protect the forest from clear-cut logging in Mexico, has let the deadline of October 12th for issuing his ruling pass without explanation. Wednesday, October 11th, Thursday the 12th, and Friday the 13th, Sierra Club activists joined Amnesty International activists in a dozen cities in the United States for vigils in front of the Mexican consulate, calling for the Mexican government to release Montiel and Cabrera immediately and unconditionally. Please contact your local Mexican consulate, or if you don't live near one, the Mexican embassy in Washington, D.C., to express your support for Montiel and Cabrera. Let's keep the pressure up. Send your comments to Mexican Embassy, President-elect Vicente Fox, care of Ambassador Jesus Reyes Heroles, that's H-E-R-O-L-E-S, 1911 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20006. Once again, that address, President-elect Vicente Fox, care of Ambassador Jesus Reyes Heroles, Mexican Embassy, 1911 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20006. Moving to California, she thinks she knows what lumberjacks want. A California performance artist has launched what she hopes will be a new women's movement against logging ancient redwoods, baring her breasts and reciting poetry to stunned timber crews. They stop their chainsaws and they stop their trucks and they pay attention, Doña Nieto, who goes by the name of La Tigresa, said Wednesday as she prepared another demonstration. I've changed some of these guys' lives. I'd like to change the laws, and I'd like to change history, she says. Since the beginning of her protest last week, La Tigresa has brought what she calls goddess-based nude Buddhist guerrilla poetry to a number of timber and logging sites in and around northern Mendocino County, an area 120 miles north of San Francisco that marks one of the main battlegrounds in the long fight between environmentalists and timber companies. There are very few people who go into an active logging operation to perform, said Daryl Cherney, a longtime organizer with the Earth First Environmental Group who has started helping La Tigresa publicize her events. She's definitely brazen and wild and a bit crazy, but she definitely cares about the environment. She's putting her body where her mouth is. La Tigresa herself says she was spurred into action after being awakened by chainsaws early one morning as loggers went to work on a nearby parcel of land recently acquired from an elderly retiree. This country is under siege, she says. So she gathered a group of several women friends, dubbed them the Goddess Squatters, and set out to deliver a message of preservation and poetry to the logging workers, removing the top of her faux tiger skin sarong and launching into her pro-environment poem, Suck Any Strawberry. Goes something like, I am the goddess. I speak now from the mouth of all women. In the creases of my inner thighs lies your salvation. Get down on your knees and worship me. La Tigresa sought to startle the loggers into an inactivity, and La Tigresa reports it worked, leading the goddess squatters to mount similar poetry reading protests at other sites around Oregon. She said the logging workers were generally surprised, but receptive. They respond, it's powerful. I'm putting their brains in on tilt, La Tigresa says. People don't like getting yelled at, but they like a sexy woman. And in this, there's a mixture of sexuality, spirituality, and nature. They don't know what to think, and that's exactly what I want. Lots of Gress's bodice-ripping campaign has already won national notice, including mention on Jay Leno's Tonight Show and a scoffing review by conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh. And she has vowed to continue, hoping to spur other women into standing up and stripping down for the environment. I'm not giving up. I will go where I am called. La Tigresa is like a superhero character, and we're hoping other women will imitate her, La Tigresa said. I want to start an international movement of women who are willing to bear witness and bear whatever else it takes to tell the bare naked truth. And vandals have hit logging sites in a state forest in Indiana. Damaged equipment in Martin County was marked with the initials of the Earth Liberation Front. In a story by Steve Hennefield of the Herald-Times staff, vandals destroyed logging equipment at three sites in Martin State Forest, marking the equipment with an acronym of the Earth Liberation Front. The damaged equipment was discovered Wednesday morning, said Stephen Sellers, spokesman for the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. It included three skidders and a loader. Fuel lines and hydraulic fluid lines were cut. Sand was poured into gas tanks, crankcases. Glass gauges were smashed and seats were cut, officials said. The acronym ELF was spray-painted on at least some of the vehicles, Sellers said. ELF is the Earth Liberation Front, a secretive group that advocates destroying property in an effort to prevent harm to the environment. The incident was at least the fifth this year in south-central Indiana that was apparently linked to the Earth Liberation Front. Others include an arson fire that destroyed a partially built house near Bloomington and tree spiking in Yellowwood and Morgan Monroe State Forests. Attempts to reach Craig Rosebrough, North American spokesman for the Earth Liberation Front, were not successful late Wednesday. Sellers said the vandalism Tuesday night hit routine timber sale areas in Martin State Forest. The sales totaled 2,300 trees on just under 300 acres of forest. Forest protection organizations have long fought logging in the Hoosier National Forest, but they have recently turned their attention to state forests. In May, the Indiana Forest Alliance conducted a rally at Morgan Monroe protesting state forest logging, and members of Buffalo Trace Earth First staged a one-day occupation of forest offices. The alliance later issued a statement disavowing tree spiking. And here's an action alert from Northern California concerning the Redway Timber Harvest Plan 1-00-444. Pacific Lumber has received the go-ahead to log a 118-acre parcel of forest located right above the small town of Redway across from the Mateel Community Center. This timber harvest plan allows Pacific Lumber to heavily thin the area, thus all of the large and ancient trees could be cut. The plan would also set up the road infrastructure for future logging plans that could eventually strip the entire ridge of its beautiful mixed old growth and other trees. On October 16th, Roger Thompson of the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection signed THP 044 into effect despite many outstanding issues. Pacific Lumber has refused to disclose what future logging plans it has for the area. The company's sustained yield plan clearly shows it intends to clear-cut holdings in the slopes over the south fork of the Eel in the next 8 to 10 years. No monitoring process has been proposed for this THP. The cumulative impacts evaluation and response used in THP are also inadequate, and PL's failure to disclose and control sediment sources on their holdings. PL's proposed access through Whitmore Grove for log hauling has not yet been approved, with adverse impacts to the state park system and adjacent lands left unevaluated. PL apparently has no access permit for log hauling from the Department of Parks and Recreation in California. PL claims they have an easement for this purpose, but Parks and Recs disagrees. An important new report of landslides on Pacific Lumber's Redway holdings by Bush Geotechnical Consultants of Arcata was completed in July of this year. However, the California Department of Forestry did not require the report to be disclosed and thus violated its own rules. The report also contains crucial information on the cumulative impacts and compliance with state and federal water laws regarding the control of sediment discharge into a body of water impaired by sediment. The South Fork of the Eel River continues to be directly affected by landslides. Since late Monday afternoon, activists have been gathering in the area to directly protect the ancient redwoods should Pacific Lumber show up to begin logging. Meetings are being held about the issue at the office of the Friends of the Eel River. Many concerned public members are planning on gathering funds to purchase the area from Pacific Lumber. Citizens' opposition to the plan is rallying, and an open letter is being drafted to the relevant agencies declaring that citizens will not let Pacific Lumber destroy their homes. Contributions for the legal defense of the area should be sent to Redway Forest Defense, P.O. Box 397, Garberville, California, 95542. Once again, Redway Forest Defense, P.O. Box 397, Garberville, California, 95542, or you can call 707-923-0142 if you have any questions. That number again, 707-923-0142. Here's a wilderness alert. The Golden Trout Wilderness is a very special place in the southern Sierra Nevada, located just southeast of Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park and just south of Mount Whitney. This designated wilderness of over 300,000 acres contains scenic river gorges, old-growth alpine forests, and some of the largest meadows in the whole of the Sierra Nevada. 193,000 acres of the Golden Trout Wilderness that lie within the Inyo National Forest contain the northern reaches of the wild and scenic South Fork of the Kern, Mulkey Creek, and the Golden Trout Creek watershed, the last remaining habitat areas for the pure-strain Volcano Creek Golden Trout, the California state fish. The Golden Trout Wilderness also provides summer grazing pastures for one of the largest and most influential multinational corporations in the world, Anheuser-Busch, the brewer of Budweiser, Busch, and Michelob beers. For the last decade, cattle owned exclusively by this company have grazed, trampled, and compacted the wet and moist meadow areas of the Whitney and Templeton grazing allotments. Much of this land remains damaged from the impacts of cattle grazing. The Inyo National Forest is currently seeking comments concerning continued grazing of these two allotments by Anheuser-Busch. Please, please, please send a letter to the Inyo National Forest concerning the Templeton-Whitney Environmental Assessment. Here are some points you might make in your letter. Give it a rest. Request the Inyo National Forest select Alternative A, the non-use or rest from cattle grazing for 10 years in its final decision. And habitat protection for the trout. The Volcano Creek Golden Trout needs its habitat to be protected. Alternative A will implement the intent of the recently signed Volcano Creek Golden Trout Conservation Strategy signed by the Forest Service, the California Department of Fish and Game, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Recovery of the Kern Plateau. Implementation of Alternative A will promote the desired habitat condition for the Kern Plateau much more rapidly than any other alternative presented in the Environmental Assessment Plan. Nearly all of the Inyo National Forest resource specialists agree with this claim as documented in the appendices of the plan. Water quality. Implementation of Alternative A will lead to compliance with Regional Water Quality Control Board water quality standards. Alternative A is the only alternative capable of meeting those standards. Please send your letters to Lucinda McKee, District Ranger, Inyo National Forest, Mount Whitney Ranger Station, P.O. Box 8, Lone Pine, California, 93545. I wonder why those little post office boxes in little towns like Lone Pine need those huge addresses. But anyway, here it is again. Lucinda McKee, District Ranger, Inyo National Forest, Mount Whitney Ranger Station, P.O. Box 8, Lone Pine, California, 93545. And please get those comments to Lucinda by November 1st, and Alternative A is the one you want to protect the Golden Trout Wilderness. And I have run out of time in the first half of the show, so we're take a little musical break here, and be right back in just a few minutes.
There are those with good hearts who do what they feel to be right. There are those whose souls have been twisted by the power of might. For money or for stature, they hold all others down. They hope you look the other way as they tie the chains so tight. To weaken us, they numb our minds with drugs and alcohol. So we're so high we don't notice when we fall. And the TV tells us all is well that we live in a free state. In the face of this destruction, we must retaliate. Resistance, resistance, resistance. Sing the song, sing the song, sing the song. As they they tear apart the earth, they tear apart our souls. Drilling for oil, logging for lumber, and mining for coal. But the trees are not for feed, and the mountains are not for sale. And the power of a river's not a power to be controlled. They say that we need these things to live in our excess, and the scientists assure us all is well they have assessed. But behind their eyes you can cut through their lies, see that they've hidden the mess. Resistance, resistance, resistance. Sing the song, sing the song, sing the song. So if you see the truth of how they are literally killing time, you must take action against the wrongs. If you don't, it is a crime to look the other way when you know all the while that our heritage is being lost to the bottomless pots of the slime. For the struggle of the people, for the struggle of the land, for the sake of our grandchildren, we all must understand that we must fight for our livelihood and fight for all we know, or the future will be washed away with the tides ebb and flow. Resistance, resistance, resistance. Sing the song, sing the song, sing the song. Hear the wailing of the ghosts as they walk the trail of tears. Hear the voices of Turtle Island crying for 500 years. The massacres continue since Columbus landed on the shore. You don't know what it is to live until you have something to die for. Hopeless in the hands of a higher way. Then the blood will be on your hands too, no matter what you say. For only the weak give up hope, only the weak make them strong. Rise for the love of life, rise and seize the day. Don't think that the world cannot be changed by the conviction of a few. For the life force is on our side and we will break on through. To make a world wild with glory generations down the line. Earth, justice now, it's up to me and you. Resistance, resistance, resistance. Sing the song, sing the song, sing the song. Resistance, resistance.
And Earth First Radio will be right back.